It's time for the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel, where every weekend, Chris and I are here, and we're doing life together, and we're really glad that you've joined us.
That's right. It's great to be with you again another weekend. Today, we're talking about jealousy, why we feel it, and how it impacts our relationships, and what to do with it. And this time, Dr. Linda, I've got a quiz for you.
Uh-oh. No, see, I'm on the hot seat.
Yes. Here's the question. Did you know that some people get jealous over things that aren't downright silly? That wasn't a question. That was a comment.
Yes. Okay. Did I get that right?
Yes. You got that part right. According to Thought Catalog, here are five silly things that people get jealous about.
Okay.
Couples who are super classy and chill, which, by the way, that's millennial speak for cool and relaxed.
Are these like celebrity couples or just anybody who's chill?
I would assume it was the couple who just walks in and everyone goes, hey, look at them. Okay. They're awesome.
Okay.
Here's one. People who don't care about what other people think.
That's probably most people in that age group, isn't it? When you look at everything that's posted on social media, mm-hmm. you begin to think that nobody cares what anybody thinks. Or else they post it on social media, but then they don't care.
And then some people would be jealous of that type of aloofness.
In some ways, there is something to be said for not mm-hmm. caring so much what people right. think. Maybe there is a little bit of jealousy over those people who do that.
Right. According to Thought Catalog, people who are jealous of people who are naturally beautiful.
I have moments when I've thought, when we get that new body in heaven, mm-hmm. I've thought, could I have Christy Brinkley, or well, she's a little bit older now, but somebody really rocking the bodies. I can see where people would think mm-hmm. that.
The next one is people are jealous of folks who have the perfect home.
Oh, all those catalogs and stuff you get and all those home shows, mm-hmm. maybe you expect to walk in and the people that really have it down pat, you kind of get jealous that they know what to do.
Right.
There's a commercial like that about blinds, and it's all about, I want your house. I want your house because of the blinds.
Just the blinds, right. Yeah. We're talking about five silly things that people get jealous about, and the fifth one is people are jealous of people who generally don't care about the internet.
Oh.
Now, what does that mean?
Maybe they don't have the internet as such a focus in their life. It's not that big of a deal. And yet so many of us are on Facebook and on Twitter and checking websites, and we can't sleep without our phone being next to us. So maybe they're just thinking, I'm jealous of people who don't care.
I'm not.
You're not.
If you have been able to do without the internet, that's your thing.
Well, I know there are a lot of people who get jealous when somebody gets a phone upgrade or you know, they have Apple TV and they don't have it and they get really jealous. Some of this, it is kind of silly, but I think it's mm-hmm. real for a lot of people. Fortunately, we're that superficial.
Right. I'm not jealous of someone who doesn't care about the internet, because if they want to figure out how to send a telegram in this day and age, that's their problem.
Can you still do that? I guess you can.
I suppose you could.
I suppose you could overseas. What I was thinking about is that some of these are a little bit more like envy and jealousy. So we're going to unpack that in a little bit and talk about the difference, because there's a slight difference in that. But some of these are both jealousy and envy, I think.
And speaking of that, we do want to take a little more serious look at the issue of jealousy today, right?
We do, because this is something that can trip you up in a relationship. And certainly we always look at what the Bible has to say about things like this. And we want to make sure that we're reacting in ways that are pleasing to God and that are Christ-like in all that we do. Jealousy is one of those things that can be a real hazard to our closest relationships that we have. It's kind of a natural, I would say, instinctive emotion that everyone experiences at some point or another. I mean, look at little kids when they're playing on a playground.
Well, it's terrible.
Yeah. As someone who has little kids who play on playgrounds, right. There's a lot of jealousy over who gets picked for a game and who has which toy and who's on which part of the playground apparatus. Jealousy is a very complex emotion that can really encompass a whole lot of different kinds of feelings, ranging from being fearful of abandonment, where you're jealous because somebody could leave you and want somebody else, or even rage over issues, or even humiliation. Sometimes when you don't have something, you feel humiliated that you're not keeping up with the Joneses or you don't have what someone else has. Here's how one person described becoming jealous.
Well, I would say that jealousy is triggered by somebody else having something that I would want or getting something that I would want. That would be a trigger for jealousy, I would think.
When I hear this comment, I think that sounds more like envy than jealousy. Like you said a minute ago, there is a difference.
There is. They're close cousins. Mm-hmm. It's easy to confuse them, but I think envy occurs when we lack a desired attribute that someone else has. Like the beautiful person, they're beautiful, maybe they look like a supermodel and we mm-hmm. don't. We tend to be more envious of that. It's like it's a lack of something in us that we see in someone else. And so I think that's what envy's about. I don't have it, I see it in that person and I want it. And jealousy is a little bit more about you may have something, but you may be jealous over something that's happening around you or the circumstance of what's going on. Psychology Today says there are three reasons we become jealous. This helps us when we're thinking about the definition. We get jealous when we're insecure about ourselves.
Right.
It may not be that we don't have what somebody else has, but maybe we're just so insecure about what we have that we're jealous over another person, or we might be even jealous over a situation. And I think that has to do with a lot of the lack of trust in God when we get jealous over an insecurity in our situation. And then the third one that Psychology Today mentions, which is pretty common, is this obsessive thinking where we're constantly thinking about what we don't have. Maybe we don't have the perfect spouse, and we're jealous over that other person who we think has a better husband or a better wife.
I've seen this before with folks who are mainly insecure. Anytime I've experienced jealousy, it's more...
That's kind of the root.
Seems to be insecurity, right?
Yeah.
Our man on the street found someone who puts a millennial spin on obsessive thinking, like Dr. Linda mentioned. Let's listen to this.
I would say it's the new OCD, which is obsessive comparison disorder that apparently the millennial generation has. I think when you're looking at your peers, and with this, especially with social media and stuff, where we can constantly see what other people are doing, they're getting married, having babies, they're doing this, they got a new car, all this stuff, those things can trigger a lot of jealousy in you because you want to be where they are, or you want to accomplish that thing that they're doing, or you want to have what they have. I think that's an issue that especially young people face, and that's a way we can get jealous, is by comparison all the time.
That's true.
That's really a good point. And it is true with social media. You do see stuff that people have now more and more often. It is easy to compare your life and feel like you come up short.
It's so superficial, though. You cannot base reality on all of the highlights people are posting on Facebook.
I know,
right?
We see those things, and it just triggers that comparison. Here's the third reason that jealousy is an issue. It's the reality of our lives. It's kind of what we're talking about, the reality of that couple who maybe is yelling at each other when they're standing in front of the beautiful beach behind them. In other words, something's going on that's making you jealous. And I have an example of one of those that comes up later in the show. Really quick facts about jealousy. It occurs when something we already possess, maybe a special relationship, a position at work, even a leadership role in our church, think about that, is threatened by a third person. Maybe you're in leadership and then somebody else comes in and they get promoted and they go above you. Jealousy can strike both men and women when a third party threat to a valued relationship is perceived. That's the one I see the most often in therapy. There's a threat to that relationship. Somebody's getting more attention. Somebody's honing in on the person, maybe trying to break up a marriage. Just not only in romance, but people can get jealous in the workplace as well. And I think we both have seen lots of examples of that. When a boss praises another person and doesn't give us the due for what we're doing, we can get very jealous. It's a common problem in families among siblings. Sibling jealousy is a big deal. And a lot of times siblings want the attention of their parents along with their friends. And sometimes one of the siblings is more popular than the other person.
Right. Well, we've got a break coming up, but just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, here's the definition of jealousy: a resentment against a rival, a person enjoying success or advantage, or against another's success or advantage itself. It is that unpleasant emotion you feel when you think someone's trying to take what is yours.
Taking what's yours, that's the idea here. That's why jealousy is called the green-eyed monster, because it makes people green with envy.
Right.
And there's the envy part of that again, and obsessed when they compare themselves to others, always trying to beat your rival. So you're always trying to beat that rival, calling attention to yourself. Think about that in families, with friends, at work, in relationships. That's a big part.
Right. This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. What makes you jealous? That's the topic of discussion. When we come back from the break, let's look at why we get jealous and what we can do to avoid jealous reactions. We'll be right back.
Did you know you have a conflict style? Everybody does. Are you a conflict avoider? Maybe you don't avoid, but instead react intensely. Or perhaps you are a great negotiator. Dr. Linda Mental offers a free conflict quiz when you visit her website, www.drlindahelps.com. Click on the picture of her latest book, We Need to Talk. Then have a friend or your partner take the quiz too, and see if you can navigate conflict successfully.
To take the conflict style quiz, click on the cover of Dr. Linda's latest book at drlindahelps.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Today we're talking about jealousy. And if you need another good resource in your life, Dr. Linda's book, We Need to Talk, is great for dealing with conflict where jealousy might be at the root.
I think this is really important. We're talking about this because it's an emotion that we all have at times that we really need to recognize. I don't feel real good when I admit that I'm jealous. Do you?
No.
It's kind of a negative feeling that we have. There are some people who think that it is a necessary emotion, and here's why. They think that if you have a little bit of insecurity in a relationship, that maybe the bond with that person will be a little bit stronger. I don't think that I ascribe to that in any way. No. And here's why. Because the Bible has a great deal to say about jealousy and how we're supposed to view it. Here's where I think we have a secular take on that, where, hey, maybe a little bit of jealousy is good in order to make you pay attention to your relationship. I'd rather have us do more productive things to pay attention to our relationship than let jealousy take hold. Here's a listener who got a glimpse of jealousy, and her focus was on how to deal with those jealous feelings. This is really good. Let's take a listen.
Jealousy in my life is generally triggered by my own lack of achievement. I become jealous when I don't think that I've achieved what I should achieve. However, that's really been changed in the last 5 years. I stopped looking at my life as what have I not done, and started looking at the blessings that I have. And when I first looked at the blessings I have, that changed my attitude and how I develop jealousy, or if it develops.
Wow, that's pretty self-aware, isn't
it? Right, definitely.
I love the part where he says, I looked at my own lack of achievement, and that's really the root of that.
What about if you use the athletic field as an example? Another athlete is performing better than you, and you want that. Is that a good motivation?
It's kind of what the listener was talking about, where you're looking at the person and thinking, I need to work harder to get that, because he's talking about achievement. Now, it may be someone who's just naturally very gifted in athletics, but they still have to work in athletics to perform at a certain level. You would use that as motivation. If your motivation was, I hate that person, they make me sick, and you're constantly complaining, putting them down, and it's based on your own insecurity, then that would be something that would be a problem.
So it's okay to have a role model, but don't have ill will toward them.
Maybe use it to push yourself to achieve better. Here's a story that I found where it's really destructive. Her name is Karen, and she always thought of herself as a calm, rational, and really amicable person. But in her early 30s, she suddenly became bitter, resentful, and mean-spirited towards friends, and even to her own sister-in-law. The depth of her anger, jealousy, and hatred took her completely by surprise. I was feeling this really horrible set of emotions, and it was a side of me I didn't think I had, a very black side. She's a writer, and she said, my anger at that time was palpable. I felt physically sick.
Wow.
There's somebody who didn't control their jealousy and let it go to this negative place rather than stopping looking at it, like our listener said, and starting to shift it and count the blessings. This really had to do with looking at what you have versus what you don't have.
Right.
The root of jealousy at times can really have a lot to do with not feeling confident. And usually, like the listener was pointing out, insecurities behind that. We often feel like we're not good enough. And I think that drives a lot of the stuff that we do. I think that drives me. I had a very driving father. I love my dad, but he really expected a lot out of us. I struggled a lot with this, not feeling good enough and pushing myself. I can relate to these feelings of jealousy where insecurity is at the root.
And then when a peer seems to be excelling at something, it sort of exacerbates your insecurity to begin with.
Remember at the beginning of the show that reality might be the reason a person feels jealous? Listen to this story. When I first met my now husband, Andy, he had a close female friend. I'll call her Donna. Don and Andy went to the movies together. They went out for dinner. They caught a baseball game with another couple while I was out of town. I asked to meet Donna many times, but kept getting the runaround for one reason or another. I think it's weird that I haven't met her, and I think she's deciding if she's in love with you. I told Andy. He said I was crazy. They were just friends. I know you might be just friends with her, I replied, but I don't think she's just friends with you. Jealousy boiled up inside of me, and then it turned out that Donna was in love with Andy, and in this case, there was a reason to be jealous.
I would have been more angry at Andy than jealous of Donna.
There is that fine line in relationships where you might have a friend of the opposite sex, somebody who you know and you have fun with, and I think you need to pay attention to your partner's feelings about that, and especially not allowing them to meet and to talk. You might be feeling like this is no big deal, but you don't really know what's going on in the mind of someone else. In those opposite sex relationships, be a little careful.
Right. You've got insecurity and obsessive thinking and real reasons to be jealous. Is anyone immune to this? I mean, do we all fall prey to jealous feelings?
I think so. I mean, I don't have data to support that. I really do think that we do all have to pay attention to jealousy. As we get to the last segment, we're going to talk about a lot of scriptures that talk about jealousy. Mm-hmm. Why would God spend so much time on this if it wasn't an issue? I always look at that. When he puts something in scripture over and over, I'm thinking, you know, he designed us. He knows our emotional makeup.
There are some habits that we can incorporate into our lives to avoid being overcome by jealousy. What are some of those?
One thing that's good, because we talked about insecurity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we surround ourselves with people who are trustworthy, maybe we won't feel so insecure. When I'm in a relationship with someone I trust, then I don't worry so much about all those insecurities. Mm-hmm. So I think that is a helpful thing. And then, of course, where do we find our security?
In the Lord.
But a lot of us don't. Humanistic psychology says find it in yourself and build yourself up and all that. But as Christians, we need to find our self-image in God, and we need to make sure our esteem is a God esteem. I wrote a little booklet on that called Breaking Free from Negative Self-Image.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about finding your esteem, finding your security in God. And then I think another help is that it's good to celebrate the successes of other people.
Right.
We're not so good at that.
No, but if you do try, it makes you feel really good.
It does.
Mm-hmm. If you just kick back and say, hey, you know what? They did a good job. They deserve it. Let's have a party. I think it's good for your brain.
It is a good thing to say to somebody, I'm happy for you, and really mean it.
Right.
Now, I think a lot of us try that and don't mean it.
Not when you say, yeah, I'm happy for you, and I really think it's great.
Ah, man, with
that
experience.
That doesn't count.
And then maybe take stock of your blessings, like the person on the street said, refocus. Stop thinking about what you don't have. Think about what you do have. When we were talking about all the social media and how people just constantly post all these fabulous pictures and they've been to all these exotic places and they have all these wonderful friends and taking a break from social media. I find that helps if I'm not looking at it that often.
Lots of people do. You ask them, hey, did you see the picture on Facebook? Nah, you know, I'm taking about 2 or 3 months and just laying low for a while.
Yeah, sometimes people do a media fast.
Right.
I think part of it is clearing their head because we have this tendency to compare. I don't remember the exact reference, but there is a scripture in Corinthians that says, do not compare yourself to one another.
Right.
If you do, it's not wise.
Mm-hmm.
And social media has that capability of putting that comparison right in front of our face constantly.
Right.
This is what Theodore Roosevelt once said, comparison is the thief of joy. You like that?
Wow. Yeah.
It's the thief of joy.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be something better than what you have, somebody who's doing something better.
Mm-hmm.
Envy is something we have to watch out for. Getting something isn't going to take care of that root of feeling really insecure, no matter how hard you try.
Well, this is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. The topic today is what makes you jealous. When we come back, we'll take a look at what the Bible has to say about jealousy. Stay tuned.
This is the Mental Health Minute. Here's Dr. Linda.
There's no doubt about it. We are definitely living in the text, Twitter, and email age. The handwritten note has become quite the relic. But just because we don't write much with pen and paper anymore doesn't mean we should forsake the kind and encouraging message. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I want to encourage you to share a kind word. Even if it's a text, the power of telling a friend you're thinking of them, complimenting a success, or just saying, hey, hang in there, can make all the difference. If you've ever had your day interrupted by just a quick but genuine message from someone close, you know how a thought can raise your spirits, rejuvenate your mind, or help you stick on a difficult path because someone just cares. While you're listening right now, someone may come to mind, someone you can encourage with a few words. Take a minute and text, tweet, or email that person. Tell them you value them and the part they play in your life. It just might change their whole day.
Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Today, what makes you jealous? Dr. Linda, let's look at what the Bible says about jealousy and go over a few scriptures on the topic. I did not know scripture addressed jealousy as much as it did.
I think when we think about something that's a heart issue, jealousy is a heart issue because at the root of that is insecurity, not trusting God, focusing on the negatives and complaining, and not focusing on our blessings. This is part of the challenge to Christians,
right,
to really turn those things around and look at it from a biblical perspective.
And there's a chance that God knows how debilitating jealousy can be.
A chance.
Yeah. Possibly he might know.
He might know the designer of our bodies and our minds and our spirit. He might probably knows.
Well, he looks at that and says, it's so debilitating, you can't live for me effectively if this is in your heart. So we've got all of the scripture to try to combat that.
So let's start with the love chapter, because that's always a good place to start in 1 Corinthians 13:4, where scripture tells us that love is patient and kind. Mm-hmm. And here, love does not envy.
Wow.
Or boast. It is not arrogant. So we talked about the close connection between envy and jealousy.
Right.
And love, true love, does not envy. So that's a real test to the true love that you have in your heart for somebody.
Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. That takes away the entitlement idea.
That's hard in our culture, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
To do nothing from selfish ambition. We could change our culture if that was the way the world really worked.
There's a line buried in that verse that says, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. If that is your mindset, you are not jealous of people.
I think we really have to fight against the cultural think on that one, because we all have that tendency to buy into that idea of entitlement. We're somehow victims. We're deserving things that we don't have. James 3:14-15 says, but if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic.
Ooh, wow. Yeah.
So right there, this is not from God. When you're having this intense, jealous feeling of somebody, that is not a feeling that God is bringing into your life. That is a feeling from the enemy who's trying to destroy you with something negative.
Let's go back to Sunday school for just a second. As a kid, the Bible stories. How many times did jealousy lead to the destruction of people in the Bible?
We could start with Genesis, where the first story of Cain and Abel, where Cain spoke to Abel, his brother. And when they went into the field, Scripture says Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. It's a pretty destructive part of jealousy right there.
Started early.
Yeah. Psalm 37:1-3 says, fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers. For they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord. So there it is, Chris.
Right.
Don't envy. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness.
Yeah. Proverbs 6:34 says, for jealousy makes a man furious, and he will not spare when he takes revenge.
Ugh. So it's telling you where it leads to, right? If you don't
get
a handle on it quickly and you don't confess that in your heart and you don't ask the Lord to help you with that, it's going to go to rage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be a good ending. James 3:16 says, for where jealousy and self-ambition. Have you seen where jealousy and self-ambition keep coming together in the scripture? I just noticed that as we're going through these.
Right.
Where they exist, there will be disorder in every vile practice.
This is getting uglier as we talk about it more.
It is. Mm-hmm. But it's getting a little more descriptive of our culture as well, which is a little bit frightening.
Proverbs 14:30 says, a tranquil heart gives life to the flesh, but envy makes the bones rot.
Not a good ending.
Right, yeah.
1 Corinthians 3:3-5, in case you need more convincing here. For you are still of the flesh. Here, Scripture is helping us understand that this is the natural man. This is the part that we have to give over to God, because this is the natural emotion that if it's not redeemed by our relationship with God, it's going to take over. For while there is jealousy and strife among you, you are not of the flesh. When you're one of his, it's talking about, and behaving only in a human way. Love is patient and kind. Here it is again. It's moving right into love does not envy or boast. It's not arrogant or rude. It doesn't insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful.
Wow. Galatians 5:19-21 says, now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions. Why did I get this list?
It's a long list. Right.
Divisions, and then sure enough, envy.
Yeah.
It's in there that God says, I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
That's a tough list. Look at this. Sexual immorality, idolatry, right, which is what we tend to do in our culture, is put anything before God. Sensuality. We live in a sensuous culture.
Right.
And we tend to focus on those more visible kinds of things. But he's got jealousy right in there, fits of anger right in there, envy right in there. Right. And he puts that in with drunkenness and orgies. That is a
business.
Pretty intense list. Mm-hmm. Here's Romans 13:13. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy. There it is. Mm.
We have one more comment from our man on the street. And this person has found a way to handle jealousy that I think you will agree with, Dr. Linda.
I have to just give it to God and say, okay, I know this is what I struggle with. I'm being real with you on this. I know who I am in you. I know you love me regardless. It's not a performance-based relationship. It's grace-based. At the same time, God, I'm here again, still struggling. So it's not a one and done. I give it to him. I have to keep saying, God, I just need your help. Help me to understand this. I did this just yesterday in my car driving home about an issue I was having jealousy over.
Well, I love it. He's honest and he's giving us the formula. Acknowledge what's going on with you. Make sure that you put God first in everything and then give him your heart, which is what this man is talking about. Breaking free from jealousy starts with your thoughts, and he's acknowledging his thoughts. When you change the way you think, you change the way you feel, you change the way you act. The easiest way to change your focus is to begin by helping others. I think it's a really great way to end our show for today and to acknowledge that we all need help in this area. If you need help, I've got some books on that. Breaking Free from Negative Self-Image is a good one for jealousy. If you're struggling with how to deal with conflict because of jealousy, go ahead and get my book, We Need to Talk. That's all the time we have for today. Many thanks to our producer, Pam Miller, our engineer, Caleb Carpenter, and our post-producer, Chris Underation. And thanks, of course, to my co-host, Chris Weigel, who makes this show a conversation. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next weekend. In the meantime, remember, we're here doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone.
The Dr. Linda Mental Show is a production of WQLU-FM 90.9 in Lynchburg, Virginia.